Good afternoon, everyone. Sylvain Cloutier here speaking. Just going to elaborate about our weekend and talk about our injuries and the upcoming week here. I'll be chatting with you guys every Tuesday and Thursday. Hopefully you tune in and you enjoy this. Obviously, we've been hit with a few injuries here to start the season. One of the main ones is losing Lee Mitchell to a knee injury again, and obviously he's one of the top British players in the country, and he's a big part of our hockey team, and we're going to be missing him for the next couple weeks, and hopefully once he sees the specialists, we'll be able to get him back. His younger brother, you know, also him breaking his arm in Braehead, he's been out 3 weeks now, and hopefully we'll get him back within a couple weeks and start having him skating maybe next week and get him in skating shape again. He's a big part of our defense, and hopefully once he comes in, he's going to give us a big boost back there. We kind of need him right now. We miss him. And obviously over the weekend, we lost our spark plug in Ryan Lake. He went into the boards pretty hard there, tried to finish his check, and he kind of jammed his hand there into the boards, and right now he's got a cast on, and we'll get reevaluated in a couple weeks, and hopefully everything will be positive, and we can get these guys back in the lineup as soon as we can, so we can have a full lineup again, and go from there. This past weekend, on Saturday night, we had our home game against Belfast, the top team in the league, top of the tables right now. They're probably the hottest team in the league. They've been hit with injuries, but you know, even though they were short, the quality of players they have on that team, it doesn't really matter how many guys they have out of the lineup. You make a mistake, and these guys will make you pay. Obviously, I thought we played a pretty decent game. I wasn't happy with the first period. I think we opened it up too much, going back and forth with them, and you know, the game plan before the game, that's not what we talked about. We didn't want to open it up with Belfast, and we wanted to get the puck behind the defenseman and finish our checks and play a very physical game to get them tired for the third period. And towards the end, the last 10 minutes, you can tell they were really tired because we started playing that way in the second. And if we would have only done that in the first period and played strong defensively and not opened that up, we probably would have had a better chance of winning the hockey game. You know, we showed at the end that we took over the last 10 minutes, but it was a little too late for that. So lesson learned there. Follow the game plan and do what you're asked to do. And, you know, obviously we had a little talk after the game, and I know it's early in the season, but we don't like to lose, and we talked about it, and we knew we needed to rebound against Newcastle Sunday night at home. And I think the guys did a great job on Sunday. They came in, and we played really hard in the first period, played physical. Cal McCoff was finishing checks. You know, everyone was involved, and everyone was paying the price. I mean, yeah, we got down 1-0. I think Guimanis fell down on the PK there and ended up making a pass across the box for a one-timer. Not much Bush can do there, but overall it was an all right first period. And, you know, this team doesn't panic. Even though we get down, we come back. So in the second period, we probably played our best period of the season. I mean, I watched the video here this morning, and you know what? I don't think the two shots that Newcastle had were from outside the blue line, I think. And you know what? We were in their end the whole entire second period. We outshot them 22-2, and I think if it wasn't for their goalie, the game could have been basically over there in a second. It could have been a blowout. But you know what? You got to give their goaltender credit there. He played really well in the second. The third period was a little close. I mean, Hixey tried to even things up there a little bit and calling a lot of penalties and giving them a chance 5-on-3, and you know, we did a great job at killing it, and obviously they got a little bit undisciplined, and we ended up getting another 5-on-3 and then took advantage of it. I mean, Jeremy Tandler had a great weekend for us, scoring 4 goals, and came up big. One of the reasons we brought him over here was to score goals. So he did a great job for us. Talk about a bit about our players. I think Jason Silverthorne's probably been one of our best over the last 2 weeks. Been playing really well for us. Matty Urcivita finding the net. So things are starting to click, and hopefully we'll keep going here. Tomorrow night, which will be Tuesday, be on our way to Belfast, big road game, and You know, we're going to have to come out hard. And, we know they're going to be short, and we're going to have to take advantage of that, and hopefully we can do it right from the get-go. Anyways, hope you all enjoyed the talk, and I will talk to you guys again on Thursday. Thanks.